This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company. They were on my show actually a couple weeks ago. We're talking about Signet International Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIGN. And a couple weeks ago, the CEO of the company was on our show. Now we have the president of the company on our show, Mr. Tom Donaldson. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Briefly, just give us a little bit about statement, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Okay, Signet International Holdings is a holding company. We've been around since 2007, and we have been fortunate enough to obtain control over a few technological patents, two of them being owned and developed by the Florida International University, and we have obtained the rights to those patents, and another one is in the medical field. One that is producing the most interest right now in the market appears to be our new battery, or not really a battery, it's a new energy-saving device, which is used just like a battery, which will instantly recharge, and when I say instant, I mean within 5 or 10 seconds, right now we're working around the area of 12 volts. It can be much larger than that in all different sizes. And we will have that ready, we're hoping, possibly as early as 24 months from now to bring to market.
Wow. So that product will be ready for market, and you'll be able to monetize that, you're saying, within 24 months.
Well, we are hoping it's possibly as early as 24 months. It's moving rather rapidly, and if we obtain a substantial amount of funding in time, we will be able to do that.
How much will it cost, and where will it be made at?
Well, it'll be made in the United States initially. When you say cost, you mean cost to produce, cost to develop, or cost to buy one?
Okay. Well, how about cost to produce and cost to buy one?
Cost to produce, it's initially going to be about $3 million.
Wow.
From where we are right now. Cost to buy one hasn't been decided upon at this particular point. It's going to be competitive with current existing batteries.
So how large will it be compared to current batteries? I know that everybody's been getting into the zinc, the graphene, and everybody's got these super, silicon batteries ready to go. What's going to make yours so different? How are you going to make that so special?
Well, number one, it will be lighter. It'll be lighter. It will hold a charge longer. It can carry a larger charge. And there are a few things that I can't really go into because of trade secrets.
Understand.
But it will be more than competitive, and will be competitive price-wise relative to the use of the battery.
How heavy will it be?
Can't tell you that.
Okay.
This particular point.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. For your stock owners and my listeners, can we see a demonstration of it now? Is there anywhere we can go and take a look at it?
We are preparing to demonstrate the prototype of this battery to some investors within the next 3 months. But that particular demonstration is only going to be open to people, to investors.
And are there limits to what you can use this power for?
No.
Wow, that's
a that was a quick answer, but that's the fact. Anything that can be used for a battery today, we'll be able to use these for.
And does it require any kind of modification on the device in order to use it?
To some small extent, but no great modification.
Well, let's talk about it. You know, possibly you can bring this product into the market space in 24 months. By then, that's a long time. Is there anybody that has products that are comparable to that, or your competitors? Will you be first to market?
Of course, our competitors are Tesla, Ford, Porsche, just about everybody that uses a battery for their end product. Are trying to develop this to market. Nobody has anything like this, we don't believe, as close to market as we are.
And we're talking about the nano-magnetic intercharge technology that you guys are currently working on. Is that correct?
Basically, that's it, yes.
And how long will it take you to charge it?
Let's let's say take a regular, like your phone battery, all right? You plug it in and unplug it. We just charged it.
And so do you guys plan on just manufacturing the battery or licensing out the technologies? What is your game plan?
Well, at this particular point in time, we were planning on manufacturing it ourselves. But given the amount of capital required to do that, we, of course, would be open to any kind of licensing agreement that would be offered that we would make money for our shareholders.
Tom, before I let you go, does Signet have any other new technologies in the works and that you guys plan to bring to market anytime soon?
We actually do. We're working on two other types of technology. One is a new method of de-icing airplanes. You know, when it's freezing outside and you're going somewhere in a plane, they have to de-ice the plane.
Absolutely.
Before it can take off very often, which takes quite a bit of time. And we have also developed by Florida International University's technical people a method of de-icing a plane that does it 477 times faster than current technology.
Wow.
And also, there's one more little point I want to bring
please.
Up before we run out of time, is we're also developing something in the medical field, which will be the first thing we'll bring to market, the closest to being ready to come to market, having to do with stopping the number of, or not stopping, but cutting down vastly on the number of amputations that are done in this country mostly due to diabetes. Do you know that there are over 185,000 amputations done annually in the U.S. alone due to diabetes? And we have a different way of getting oxygen into the blood system, which is what causes the amputations to have to be done. We have a new device to be used during the operation, which will stop that from happening and get plenty of oxygen to the blood.
Wow.
We call it the ConReap.
Well, my guest today is Tom Donaldson. He is the president of Signet International Holdings, Inc. You find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIGN. In closing, Tom, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to mention that you would like to bring to the forefront here?
Only that Signet has been around for a long time, and we're still there, and we are going to, we believe we're going to be very profitable for our shareholders in the near future.
Tom, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have some sort of representation coming from your company. I wish you guys nothing but the best. Hopefully you guys become a regular and come on the show every 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on over there.
Sounds good to me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.